各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
这是何等大的恩典。
It's such an abundant grace.
我们在感恩佳期的时候聚集在一起，能够颂赞我们的神。
That we can praise our Lord in the Thanksgiving days.
因为这个日子是神所定的。
Because this day is established by God.
特别是今天我们有八位的弟兄姐妹能够受浸归入主的名下。
And especially today that we have eight brothers and sisters who have been baptized into the name of our Lord.
这是何等大的恩典。
Such abundant grace.
在传到我的书桌的前面有一张照片。
At my desk, there's a picture.
这张照片是这样子的。这张照片是在大概十年前，我们在 Smoking Mountain， 我们一起去玩的时候，每一个人都有一匹马。
And this picture was taken about 10 years ago when we were vacationing in Smoking Mountain, and each of us was riding on a horse.
哇，每一个人都很兴奋。
And each and every one of us was so excited.
所以呢，留下了非常美好的一个这个 memory 记忆。
And so we've got such great memories.
但是这张照片的相框底下有一句话。
But at the bottom of this frame, there's one phrase.
好像看不太清楚，我把它写出来的时候 ，Each day is a gift from God. 每一天都是从神而来的礼物。
So that's what's said at the bottom of the frame. Each day is a gift from God.
所以我们领受的。不只是每一天，而且是这一生时日到现在。
And it's not only that day, but throughout our life, we've been receiving God's grace.
又是感恩节的季节到了。
And especially when the time of Thanksgiving is here.
我过去五十多年没有一次是在纽泽西过感恩节的。
And in the past 50 years, I've never spent Thanksgiving at New Jersey.
特别今天有机会。这一次是在美德教会一起过感恩节。
We're so excited. We're spending Thanksgiving with you at CCCS in New Jersey.
因为从德州到纽泽西是1800迈，我们也不知道神是如此的恩待保守我们有这样机会在这里过感恩节。
From Texas is about 1,800 miles, and so with God's blessing, that God has brought us from Texas all the way to New Jersey to spend Thanksgiving with you.
所以我们刚刚所念到的《生命记》里头这一段经文，我们可以看到，我们要学一个功课，就是要认真的来数算。
And there's one lesson we have to learn through the scripture that was just read in Deuteronomy. That is, we have to count meticulously.
我们都会数算。
We all know how to count.
但是我们是否认真的数算？
But are we counting it meticulously?
因为我们在这些经文当中，我们看到的是什么？
And what can we learn from the Bible verses here?
因为圣经这里说是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
Because it said, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, God is caring for the land, and His eyes is on the land as well.
因为这样的祝福是可以给我们看到神所眷顾从岁首到年终。
And we can see from this verse that God's caring for us is from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
而且神的眼目时常看顾那地。
And His eyes is on the land.
不只是那地，是那地上面他的子民。
And His eyes is not only on the land, but on the people living on the land.
他眼中的同人。
And all those people.
神他看顾。
And He cares for them.
所以从这两句经文当中，我们可以看到神是那个掌管时间的神。
And from those two verses, you can see that God is a God that controls the time.
然后他看顾那地是那他所创造的宇宙的空间，也是在他掌管里头，所以他是时空掌管的神。
So He's also a God that controlling the space because He's caring for the land.
所以今天我们愿意来学习如何在那历史之主我们的神之下我们有这样的一个祝福。
And then we'll try to learn the lesson how we receive the blessings from above.
所以第一个我们要数算什么？数算恩典。
The first thing we need to count is count God's blessings.
数算在圣经里头出于创世纪13章是第一次。
And the counting the blessings, the first time it appears, the counting,is in Genesis.
那是神带领亚伯拉罕出去，他说：“你看世上的尘沙是如此的多，你能够数算吗？”
And then God was leading Abraham and saying that there's so many dust on earth. Can you count them?
因为神要应许亚伯拉罕子孙如那地上海边的沙那么多。
Because God has promised Abraham that his offspring is going to be as abundant as the dust on the earth.
那恩典我们都知道。
We all know about grace.
恩典是白白的赐给我们的。
It's something that's freely given to us.
传道，我有一个经历。
And I have an experience.
过去三十多年来，我一个偏头痛。
That I have migraines in the past 30 years.
大概在七八年前，有个姊妹跑来跟我讲。
But then about 7 or 8 years ago, a sister came to me.
哎，叶弟兄，那是我弟兄。叶弟兄，你知道吗？我说什么事？
And he was saying that sister was saying that, brother, yeah, do you know?
你有偏头痛吗？
I understand that you have migraines.
呀，你看看，这个是秘方。
But this, I've got a special recipe for you.
哦，我就赶快看。
And I looked at it.
哦，他说这个是那个泡了浓浓的这个绿茶，加上一个两个茶匙的黑糖。
That you can use really concentrated green tea and then 2 scoops of black sugar.
等它稍微凉一下。
And then after it cools down a little bit.
你喝了之后。
And after you drank that.
就消失你的偏头痛。
And then your migraine is going to go away.
我 keep in mind, 我就放在我的脑里头。
And then I kept that in my mind.
哎，偏头痛来了。
And then the migraine came.
偏头痛，我以前是要关灯，然后赶快上床或者在 office 就赶快全部关掉，我的时间就是休息。
And then whenever I have migraine, I have to turn off the light and try to rest because that's what I have to deal with it.
那一次，我就赶快泡了一个茶，浓浓的茶，放了两汤匙的黑糖，放那边，赶快冷吧。
And then that time, I actually followed the instructions and brewed a really strong cup of green tea and 2 scoops of sugar.
我迫不及待要赶快喝。
And I was so desperate to drink that.
哇，我就喝了，等它可以喝的时候，我就喝下去了。
And then I drank that when it was ready for drinking.
然后我就看着我的表。
And then I was starting to look at my watch.
开始数。
And then I was counting.
啊，慢慢。二十分钟之后，我偏头痛就好。
And then after 20 minutes, my migraine was gone.
以前我要搞了大概两三个钟头以上。
And in the past, usually I have to wait 2 or 3 hours before my migraine is gone, and then I would be throwing up.
这是恩典。
And that to me was grace.
但是不一定都对每一个人有效。
But that may not be the right recipe for you for treating migraine.
所以我领受那神极大的恩典，我从此不用再吃药，我只要二十分钟偏头痛就过去了。
And then that is the grace God has given to me. So after that kind of that tea, then my migraine is going to be gone in 20 minutes.
所以帮助我们神帮助我们如何要数算恩典。
And God helps us to count His grace.
好像我们可以做得到的，凭我们自己可以做的。
And we can do more than what we can do by ourselves.
所以我们好像没有可以数算神的恩典。
It seems that we don't know how to count much grace.
这是一般世人的一个问题。
And that's the problem with most of the people.
所以如果我们人是用我们的生命来赚取这样的所需求的。
And if we use our life to gain what we want.
那我们也没有什么好可夸的。
There's not much that we can boast of.
因为我们要用我们的生命、时间、精力去取得。
Because we have to use our life, our energy, and that everything that we have to gain this.
那一些都是来自于我们的神。
But then everything else is coming from our Lord.
所以世人会说，我们就量力而为吧。
And then the people would say that we'll act according to our efforts and our capability.
但是我们基督徒，我们要量恩而为。我们的上帝给我们的恩典有多少，我们尽力去做。
But then, as Christians, we should act according to the grace that God has given to us.
所以这是我们能够数算恩典的一个心态。
And then that is the mentality that we should have when counting God's grace.
所以在座的，我们的手举起来的时候，是不可以动。
And when we raise our hand, can we actually move?
所以我们的口是不是可以吃东西？
And can we actually eat when we move our mouth?
这是极大的恩典，你知道吗？
And isn't that a great grace from above? Do you understand that?
大概有六年前，我经历一个恩典。
And 6 years ago, I experienced this grace.
这是叫睡觉，能睡觉的恩典。
The grace of being able to sleep.
我记得那个时候，我的坐脊椎盘这个坐骨神经有问题。
And I still remember at that time I had problem with my spinal bones.
所以影响到我的手背很疼痛。
And then,
所以我在那里晚上都不能睡觉，因为会痛。因为有一个礼拜之久，我没有办法好好睡觉。所以我去做那个 physical therapy。然后之后。渐渐好起来。 那时候我才知道说什么是能够睡觉的恩典。呀，我们感谢神，神给我们的恩典就是如此。所以如果你有体温计的话，你量一量，我们有一个叫做98度 F 的恩典。这是我们的体温。你如果体温增加一度的时候，看你会如何。所以这是神给我们的很大的恩典。除此之外，我们还可以想到什么？因为这些都来自于那创造的神给我们的一个恩典。因为生命记这里说，得获财的力量是他给你的。所以我们并无可夸。
Nothing that we can be boastful about.
所以如此，我们感谢神。这样的一个情况，我们更来数算神的恩典。如何能够感受恩典？其实有一个是非常重要的心态，就是你要常常感受到被祝福、被爱。
That you have this mentality that you have to feel that you are being loved and you are being blessed.
你特别被你所爱的人爱跟祝福。
And you are being loved by the loved ones.And you're being blessed by them.
你特别被我们的神所爱、所祝福，这不是极大的恩典吗？
And isn't it such abundant grace that you're being blessed and being loved by our Lord?
我们感谢神，这一切在对人上面、对神上面，我们都有如此的恩典。
And we thank the Lord that we have such grace.
大概在1991年我来到美国念书的时候。
In 1991, when I was here to study in U.S.
我在那里。到目前为止都有一个感恩的一个回响。
And I still have this memory of thanksgiving that I had.
这个回响是我感谢我的指导教授，所以每一年我都会感恩节打电话回去给他。
I remember my advising professor, and so each and every Thanksgiving, each year I would call him.
所以这个礼拜四我在我的 calendar 也写好了。要打电话回去给我的教授。
So again, so this coming Thursday, I have down on my calendar, I'm going to call my advising professor.
我的恩师，他是帮助我毕业的。
And he was my advisor, the professor who helped me to graduate.
就这当中，92年，就是我来到美国念书的隔一年。
And one year after I arrived in the U.S., that's 1992.
我的岳母过世。
My mother-in-law passed away.
我们经济状况不好。
And then we're not well off. And then there's a Christian friend of mine, a fellow student. And he gave me a check. And I still have this check. I kept that check with me. And you can see the date on the check. It's 1992 October. And then we were about to buy a ticket going back.
对于一个贫穷的学生，他开了一张$1,000的支票给我。
And to a poor student like us, the fellow student actually wrote a big check, $1,000.
我感受到他的爱。
I felt his love.
而且他的爱事实上是从神而来的。
And his love was actually coming from God.
他就写 from the Lord.
And the memo section of the check says from the Lord.
我不敢给他 cash, 我保留住，现在还在我的 file 里头。
I never cashed the check. I just kept the check and in my file.
所以这是我们对人所数算的一个恩典。
And so, with people, we also count these kind of blessings.
难道对那创造宇宙的神，他所赐的救恩，我们不会去感谢吗？
And when we even more so, we're thanking His grace for His salvation that He's bestowed upon us.
那十字架上的耶稣基督所流的宝血，我们不能感谢吗？
And when we be thankful for the blood that He's shed for us on the cross.
Sure, 我们仍然必加的这个倍加感谢。
That we should even more so be thankful.
就像我们经文上面所讲的这一段经文，以弗所书一章七到八节。
And then in the verse here, Ephesians 1:7-8.
好不好？我们不论你用中文、英文，我们一起来念，预备，来。
Let's read it together, whatever language.
giving in Him,
we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
Amen. 神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足地赏给我们的。
It is through all wisdoms and understanding that God's grace is bestowed upon us and lavished on us.
坐在这里包含刚刚所受浸的八位弟兄姐妹，神用这诸般聪明充充足足地赏恩典给我们。
And everyone, including the eight brothers and sisters who has been just baptized, God has lavished this kind of grace upon us through all, through His understanding and And the grace that we are counting, the one that is most important, is the God's grace of salvation. And as Christians, I think we should learn one lesson that we should be thankful for, at least we should make an effort to be thankful of at least one thing. And as you see the sun rise at the hour every morning,
你如何感谢神?
And how do you thank the Lord for that?
你感谢神是信实的。
You thank the Lord's faithfulness.
不止神是信实，而且他是充满恩典的神。
And then not only is He faithful, but He's one full of grace.
因为在这里我们可以经历到他是那极大极美的赐恩典的神。
That He is a wonderful Lord, that is one who's lavished us with abundance of grace.
因为我们所看见的他的恩典不过是转他的怒气不过是转眼之间他的恩典乃是一生之久
but we understand that his anger lasts but a moment but then his grace lasts for a lifetime
所以我们用感谢的心我们来领受我们来数算恩典
so with a thankful heart we're going to count his grace
除了数算恩典之外
other than counting his grace
我们还要数算什么
and what else should we be counting
我们来数算日子
We should be counting our days.
日子就是我们从神那里领受的生命。
And that is counting the lives that we receive from our Lord.
所以我们熟识的诗篇第九十篇这里所讲的我们好不好一起来攻读。
And let's recite together Psalm 90.
我们一生的年日是七十岁。
years or 80,
若是强壮可到八十岁。
Teach us the numbers of our days.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子好叫我们得着智慧的心。我们感谢神，我们感谢神，因为他赐给摩西有这样的一个智慧，写下这智慧的箴言。
And we thank the Lord that has given the wisdom to Moses so that he could written this down.
所以这里我们看见两个最重要的，第一个就是数算日子。
We have to understand the importance of counting our days.
另外一个就是得智慧的心。
And the heart to gain the wisdom.
我曾经在去年有一篇讲道是生命的诗篇在美德分享
I still remember that I was sharing you with a sermon last year
那个时候提到两个提醒
And then there was two reminders in my sermon at that time
现在我也愿意再重述这两个提醒
And I would like to repeat those two points
从诗篇九十篇的提醒
And the reminder from the Psalm 90
人的寿数是七十岁若是强壮可到八十岁。
Our days may be 70 years, and if we're strong, maybe 80.
所以我们的提醒是向前数算，数算我们未来的日子。
And then one thing we have to count forward.
如果以八十岁为我们生命神所给的日子。
And assuming that we'll be grow old to 80 years old.
刚刚我过了五十六岁。
I just passed my 56th birthday.
我拿起笔来算。And that,
then I did my calculation. If I grow to 80 years old, how many years is left?
去年在这里分享的时候是80减掉55。
Last year when I was here, the calculation was 80 years minus 55.
哎，怎么少了一年？
So 1 year is gone.
哎，上帝是公平的。
God is fair.
不止我少一年，你们也是少了一年。
God is fair, so not only in my life, 1 year is gone, same for you.
80减掉56。
80 minus 56.
24。
24 years left.
若神你给我有健康的话，这个生命啊，有一样的寿数80，我还有24年。
So if God bless me with health, and I can live till 80 years old, I have 24 years left.
我感谢神，我们在座有许多的长辈们已经超过了80岁。
I thank the Lord that many among us, the elders, have grown beyond 80 years old.
这是神极大的恩典。
And that's God's abundant grace.
但是我们如何数算自己的日子？你的 number 是多少？
And how do we count God's grace? And how do you count the number of years that you have?
求神给我们有智慧。
And God's, we ask God for wisdom.
另外一个是我们向后来数算。
And we have to count backwards as well.
我们数算我们已过的年岁。
To think about all the years that have passed already in your life.
到今天。
Till today.
所以我56岁。
I'm 56 years old now.
所以这个 number 是56了。
So 56.
因为减掉从母腹出生那个零开始。
And because starting from the year zero when I was born.
求神给我们有智慧数算他给我们的日子。
And we ask the Lord to give us wisdom to be able to count the years that he has blessed us with.
最重要的是来到神面前存敬畏他追求他的心。
And we have a heart to be humbled and have to fear him, to come before him.
一天的日子24小时。
And one day there are 24 hours.
好像我们有24个铜板在我们的口袋里头。
As if you can see that you have 24 coins in your pocket.
我不晓得你如何来使用。
I don't know how you spend your time.
我会好好的珍惜使用每一个银元，就是一块钱。
And I would treasure myself to spend carefully each and every coin that God has given to me.
在座的你们当中，也许有人会想到，那生命还是很遥远的。
And some of you may think that life is such a long, long, long path.
神给我们若是一百岁。
If God has given us to live till 100 years old.
你可知道一百岁有多少的日子吗？
Do you know how many days are there in 100 years?
一百岁只不过36,500天而已。
That's about only 36,000 odd days.
若是算成小时的话，只有876,000个小时。
And if you count the hours, it's like 800,000 something hours.
离我还剩多少？
How many hours have you got left?
帮助我们能够警醒在神面前来定睛仰望我们的神。
May the Lord help us to look upon him.
所以我们如何？但是圣经上面给我们一句很好的提醒是这样子。
And God has given us a great reminder.
无论我们在任何的情况底下，我们的日子如何，我们的力量也必如何。
And no matter under what kind of circumstances, our days are our strength.
这是神给我们那应许，也是极大的恩典。
And that is also the God's grace upon us.
所以在我们经济不景气的时候，我们会来好好的数算我们的钱财，使够我们能够度过这不景气的生活吗？
And then when during the economic recession, probably we'll be reviewing a budget and see how we're going to how we're going to go through this recession.
但是我们是否有警觉到我们在我们的生命不景气的光景里头，我们有没有好好来思想我们如何回到神面前？
But have we thought about, do we even be aware that there could be a recession in our life? And if that's such the case, are we willing to return to God to solve that?
有一个工作经验是在佛罗里达。
And I had a work experience when I was in Florida.
那个时候公司在换作业的系统。
And then they were changing some kind of software.
花了大概200多万换了一个系统。
And then they changed the system, spending about $2 million.
我上去一看。
And I looked at that.
他说这个日期可以 run 到9999年。
And then they were saying that you can run this system till the year 9999.
因为我们经历过 year 2000 的危机，所以它可以能够 extend 到那么长9999年。
Now, we went through the crisis of trying to fix the software past the year 2000. Now they are setting the system. They can run through the year 9999.
我马上就有一个想法。
And then I was thinking,
那个时候我们人在哪里？
At that time, where will we be?
我们最好的盼望是神耶稣基督第二次已经来了嘛。
And we hope that at that time, probably the second coming has arrived already from Christ.
所以求神帮助我们如何数算自己的日子。
And we ask the Lord to help us count our days.
而且不止如此，神也给我们这样的一个勉励。
And then God has also given us this encouragement.
他说他要使我们的灵魂苏醒，能够认识他。
That He promised us that He's going to restore our soul.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们的灵魂是不是苏醒，能够回转更认识我们的神吗？
And have our souls been restored and awakened that we know our Lord even more?
呀，我们感谢神。其实我们在唱诗歌的时候， 常常会有这样的一个描写，就是如此。
And we thank the Lord that we often remind ourselves to say such things even through hymns.
我们会唱说，我们愿意一生献于主。
And that we will say that we are willing to offer our whole life to our Lord.
这是非常美好的一个这样的一个盼望。
And that is a great hope and sentiment.
其实更精准的来说。
But then to say it more accurately.
我们应该说，我们将余生献给主。
We can only say, to more accurately say, that we can only offer the remaining of our life to our Lord.
好好把握现在能够侍奉献给主。
And you should take the opportunity to serve the Lord now.
愿神再次的来提醒帮助我们借着这句经文。
And may Lord remind us through this Bible verse.
我们一起来攻读。
And let's read this together.
要爱惜光阴,
making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人,
therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord will is.
是的，要明白主的旨意如何。
It is true that we need to understand what is the Lord's will.
愿神继续带领我们。
And may the Lord continue to lead us.
我们如何再继续数算。
And we learn to continue to count.
我们数算愧疚、亏欠。
We count our debts.
这个愧疚是包含着什么意思？
And what does it mean, what are we referring to regarding these debts?
那个愧疚是表明说我们的不完全，我们的不足，我们的不完美。
And referring to the incomplete imperfection that we have.
所以英文说 debt.
In English, debts.
所以我们来如何数算？
So how are we going to count the debts?
我们今年是不是比2016年更好？
Are we doing better this year than last year?
我们希望能够是。
We hope that it would be.
但是我们内心当中有多少要被对付的？
But then there are a lot of things in our hearts that probably we need to face.
我们跟人的关系，跟神的关系又如何？
And how is our relationship among men? It is and between us and God.
还有一个关系是什么？
And then there's another facet of relationship that we need to
refer. 我们跟自己的关系是不是更好？
And it's referring to the relationship with yourself. Are you doing better this year than last year?
We have
to learn to love ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，你也许会说，呀，我很爱自己啊。
And brothers and sisters, you may say that, yeah, I do love myself.
但是我们深思，我们内里的生命在渴的时候，我们有没有水喝？
But then when you think about it, when you are really thirsty in your inner life, do you really have a drink?
我们内里生命在饿的时候，你有没有 care 到他饿了，有给他零粮食吗？
And your inner life when you are hungry, do you care? Do you understand that you should feed yourself?
这内里生命就是表示我们跟神的关系是更好的生命。
And you hope that the relationship you with God is a better relationship.
我们今年是否比去年更学习爱自己？
And then we should try to understand whether this year we know better to love ourselves than last year. It's not that we can have a better race car. It's not that we have a better house. But in our inner lives, are we taking care of ourselves? And that is very important.
Because we have to treat ourselves.
Because when we take care of ourselves,
我们就好好在神面前，我们跟他的关系更好。
And then we would be having a better relationship between us and God.
那我们与人的关系就自然更好。
And then naturally it falls through that our relationship with other people would be better too.
所以正如我们是否在那里有一个学习是这样子。
And then whether we are learning this,
我们里头是不是还有那个积怨？
That we still have this will.
有没有被那一些事情看不见的来捆绑？
That we are being under the bondage of all those evil things.
我们好像还不能被释放。
That it seems that we cannot be freed from the bondage.
只有你自己知道。
And only you would know about that.
所以正如这样的一个描写在这一段经文里头。
And in the Bible verses here.
这里说我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
It's being said here, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, we are fighting with the divine power to demolish the strongholds.
这里所讲的营垒就是我们里面所要对付的。
And the strongholds being referred here are all the different things that we need to take care of in our hearts.
只有靠着神。
And only through God's divine power that we can demolish these strongholds in our hearts.
在多年以前，我读到一篇见证。
And years ago, I read this testimony.
这篇见证描述到一个基督徒的物理治疗师。
And then there was talking about the testimony of a Christian rehab therapist.
他说到人最难复健的一个动作是什么。
And he was mentioning there's a very difficult recovery movement.
不是手的复原。
It's not the recovery of your arm.
不是脚的复原。
It's not the movement of how you move your leg.
是那脸上的微笑。
But the movement he's referring to, the hardest to recover from, is the smile on your face.
因为从内心当中那个营垒被拆除的时候。
But then if all those worries is taken away from your heart,
那个积恨，那个怨言都被拿走的时候。
Have taken away all those hatred and all those sufferings.
我们脸上就自然微笑起来。
And then naturally, we will be able to recover, to be able to smile.
这是最难的复健动作。
And then the therapist was saying that that is the most difficult recovery movement, to smile.
这是圣经所讲的饶恕。
And the most difficult thing to do is to forgive.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是否也做了这个最难复健动作的？我们也不需要，我们都是很能够饶恕人的人了。
And are we as such that we have recovered, that we are able to smile, that are we the kind of people that have forgiven others?
当我们内心有平安有喜乐，我们的脸上就充满了微笑。
If we have peace and happiness, then we'll be full of smile with other people.
求神帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
帮助我们能够数算。
That help us to be able to count.
数算我们所不能，我们求神帮助。
And we just ask the Lord to help us.
而且我们还可以来数算什么
？And what else are we going to count?
那看不见的惧怕。
And the count something, the fear that you cannot name.
在心里头有什么让你是怕的东西？
And in your heart, there is something that are full of fear.
我们会惧怕，我们会怕我们的工作失去了。
And we might have fear that we're going to lose our job.
我们会惧怕，我们可能我们的亲人会失去。
And then we might have fear that our relatives, our close ones, are going to depart.
我们惧怕我们的婚姻可能不完整，不美好。
And we might have fear that our marriage is not going to be perfect.
我们还会惧怕我们身体有一天可能就在那病床当中度过了。
And then we might have fear that we're going to live the rest of life in the bed, that we lost our health.
你我的惧怕是什么？
And what is the fear that you and I have?
帮助，求神帮助我们数算这样的一个愧疚。
And then we ask the Lord to help us to count this kind of debt. And that debt is our debt in faith, that we do not have sufficient faith.
我们若有那信心，向着那造天地耶和华的神，我们就不再惧怕了。
And if we have the faith for the Lord who has created everything, then we should not have this fear anymore.
所以我们的帮助是从他而来。
And our help is from the Lord.
我们在数算这样的一个亏欠的时候，
And when we count our debts,
有两种是好的亏疚。
There are good kind of debts as well. There are two of them.
一个是爱心上面常以为亏疚。
And that is in love that we are indebted to each other always.
像罗马书这一节经文，我们一起来攻读。
And let's read together this Romans 13.
凡事都不可亏疚的。
Let no debt remain outstanding.Except continuing debts to love one another, for who loves his.
所以我们的爱心，我们能够一直的来表达。
And then we should reflect that.
我们要常以为愧疚。
That we should be indebted to each other in love.
除了那爱心之外。
And other than love.
我们还有一个是保罗常常在说的。
And there's another thing that Paul often referred to.
那是福音的亏欠。
And that is the debt in gospel.
不管保罗做得多好，
and no matter how well we do,
他的心总是在那里蹦蹦的跳。
And then he always has this feeling in his heart.
他说到这一句，我们一起来攻读。
And he said this. Let's read together.
无论是
希利里人、
坏话人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。 他们的债是什么？是福音的债。
And the debt we're referring to is the debt to gospel.
求神帮助我们学习保罗那欠福音债的心。
And we let the Lord help us to have the same mentality as Paul, to be indebted in gospel.
所以我们如此，我们唯有靠着主恩，我们能够胜过亏欠。
And with God's grace, that we can overcome all these debts.
就像这一节经文，我们一起来攻读。
And let's read together like this verse.
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
And then we thank the Lord that His power is made perfect in our weaknesses.
不止如此，我们在这数算亏欠的时候，常常用一个什么心态来数算呢？
And what kind of, very often when we're counting the debts, what kind of mentality do we have?
这一节经文给我们很好的一个提醒。
And this verse gives us a very good reminder. 我们
来共读。
Let's read together.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
As that of Christ Jesus.
如果我们以耶稣基督的心为心的时候。
And if we have the same attitude as Jesus Christ.
我们就会学习那基督为人舍命的那样的一个心，而且我们可以真知道他的心肠被神满足了。
And then we understand that how the sacrificial heart that Jesus has, and we can learn from that, and how that fulfilled God's will.
除了数算愧疚、亏欠，我们还数算什么？
And other than counting our debts, what else should we be counting?
我们可以数算见证。
And we can count our testimonies.
所以这个见证是指着法庭上面那个证物或是证人。
And maybe in the court of law, that we're talking about the testimonies, the witness.
从圣经上面我们可以看到
，and from the Bible we can tell，
从旧约到新约
，from the Old to the New Testaments，
你知道我们是何等的有荣幸吗
？And do you know how great that good fortune that we have？
就像以赛亚书里面所说的，耶和华说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。
”And then it's being said in Isaiah, "You are my witness," declares the Lord.
我的见证是我们永生神的见证。
And we are the witnesses for our everlasting Lord.
我们能够为我们神来做见证，这岂不是极大的荣耀吗？
And this is great glory that we are be able to be the witnesses of our Lord.
不仅在旧约，在新约，耶稣也说到说，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
And but not only in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, Jesus also said that you also must testify.For you have been with me from the beginning.
要做见证。
That we have to testify.
所以我们来数算我们在神面前的见证。
So we have to count the testimonies that we have for our Lord.
我们来回想一下，我们今年2017是否比2016更多、更美、更好的见证
？And we should be counting whether in year 2017 or do we have better testimonies than the year before?
我们希望我们的见证不是在十年之前。
We hope that our testimonies is not when we're talking about testimonies, we're talking about something 10 years ago. And we hope the testimony was something that happened last week or even better this week. And that is something that we hope for in the Lord.
Because in
this path that we travel in time that we have to always testify for our Lord.
请问各位弟兄姊妹,
and I ask you, brothers and sisters,
你们上一次的见证是什么时候?
And when was the last time that you testified for our Lord?
在人前,在神前,你们所述说的见证是什么时候?
And when was the last time before our Lord, before people that you testify for our God?
在这个感恩节的假期当中，我们有很多做见证的机会。
In this time of Thanksgiving, we have a lot of opportunities to give thanks to our Lord and to testify.
求神帮助我们能够为他来做见证。
We ask the Lord to help us to testify for him.
是的，如此经文上面给我们勉励。
And there's another Bible verse to encourage us.
我们一起来攻读。
Let's read together.But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not only do we receive the grace, but we also grow in the knowledge of our Lord. That we can respond to our Lord. That we can testify for our Lord.
所以我们在 这样的一个信仰的历程当中，至少我们有三方面可以来做见证。
So through our spiritual life, there's at least three things that we can testify.
而且在这当中，我们可以经历神与我们的同在。
And then we can experience God's presence with us as we testify.
在我们日常生活里头。
In our daily lives.
你是否常常今年所流下的眼泪比去年还多？
Do you shed more tears this year than last?
不是悲伤的眼泪。
Not the tears of sadness.
是被神圣善灵所感动的眼泪。
But the tears that you experience from the moving by the Holy Spirit.
当你走在那highway上的时候。
And when you
公路。
When you're in the highway,
看到那太阳升起,
and when you see the sunrise,
看到那野雁在那飞的时候,
and seeing the movement of the flight,
你的心会不会因此受感动?
Would your hearts be moved?
你是否也流下感恩的眼泪?
And would you be shedding tears of thanksgiving?
但是对每一个基督徒来看,
and from the perspective of every Christian,
我们应该在以下三方面，我们能够有见证。
That under these three aspects that we should testify.
一个是在家庭生活方面。
That we should bear witness in our family.
全家信主能够成为祭坛。
That our every members of the family become Christians and make the family becomes an altar.
我们还要在教会服事有见证。
That we should bear witness in our church.
而且我们还要在我们所在的工作岗位上面有见证。
And we also should bear witness in our workplace.
这是道出我们基督徒在世的属灵的历程上面的见证。
And that is the three aspects that we should bear testimony, bear witness in the Christian life.
因为在我们神的带领还有这个祝福底下，那我们自己是在底下。
And in this picture that we are at the bottom.
那神他借着这三方面的祝福是如此，是在那。这样的一个家庭里头给我们祝福。
But God has blessed us through the family.
而且不止在家庭，在教会我们有服事的机会被祝福。
Another facet is God is blessing us through the church.
而且不止如此，我们在工作上面也给我们祝福。
And then also through the workplace, God has blessed us.
这是成为那金字塔的很坚固的一个关系。
And we have built this relationship. It's like a pyramid that is very strong.
这金字塔可以存到永永远远。
And that pyramid can last forever.
你是如何建造你的工程？
And how do you build your work?
你是否在这三方面都有见证？
And do you bear witness in all three aspects?
让我们彼此来共勉。
And let us encourage each and each other.
盼望我们教会能够成为这世代的见证。
That our church can be a testimony for this age.
然后我们可以成为这见证当中的见证的。
That we can bear witness.
最后一个，我们可以来数算什么？
So the last thing that we have to count.
我们来数算责任。
That we have to count our responsibilities.
因为我们刚刚所看到那三方面带给我们，我们就要回应。
And then we reflect on the three aspects that we talked about, and that we should have some kind of response.
那个责任是我们当尽的。
And that's a responsibility that we have.
但是更应该如此谨慎来说，是我们的心意。
And that is our not only our responsibilities, obligations, but our mind and our will.
还有我们的回应。
And our response.
所以在哥林多后书这里所讲到这一节经文。
And in 2 Corinthians, let us read this verse together.
预备，来。
As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain.
不可徒受他的恩典。
And not to receive
it.
And remind us once again that we should not receive His grace in vain.
是的。我们是否领受神的恩典，但还没有完全回应神的恩典
？And is it true that we received God's grace, but we have not responded sufficiently？
所以求神帮助我们能够回应。
And we ask the Lord to help us to be able to respond。
所以在生命记我们所熟知的这一节经文
，And in this verse that we are familiar with in Deuteronomy，
我们一起来共读。
Let's read: Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength。
是的，那个心。那个信，那个力，英文写得很好 ，heart, soul, strength.
So it is true that we should love our Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength.
就是表示我们全心全人要在神面前献上。
And that is our whole being to be able to offer to our Lord.
所以我们感谢神给我们这样的教导。
And we thank the Lord for these teachings.
我们会来回应神。
And we have to respond to our Lord.
但传道我经常有这四个字在我的心里头。
But then these four words are always in my heart.
这四个字是什么？
And what are these four words?
这个四个字就是岂止如此。
And is it enough?
就是这样子吗？
Is that enough? That's always in my heart. I have this question.
来到美德教会已经四个多月了。
And I've come to Transcription Church for 3 months.
之前传道我是一个代职侍奉的弟兄。
And before that, I was a tent maker.
我也在几个教会讲道服事。
And then I was serving in different churches to preach.
正如有些弟兄姐妹的一个勉励。
And then it's like the encouragement from brothers and sisters.
你如此的侍奉也是很好。
And their encouragement was saying that your service is great.
为什么要全职侍奉？
And why do you have to become a full-time minister?
因为这四个字。
And the reason is because of these three words. Is it enough?
就这样子如此而已吗？
And I'm asking myself, is this good enough? Is this enough?
六月底卸下工作，全家到这里服侍。
And then in end of June, I left my job and the whole family moved to here to serve together.
就是要回应这一句话。
Because I want to respond to these words. Is it enough?
神圣善的灵在那里感动。
The Lord, His Spirit has moved me.
Is this enough? 就如此，岂止如此。
And is my service, my response, is that enough?
求神帮助我们在神面前的服事，也要有这样的一个谦卑寻求的心。
And we ask the Lord to give us the humility to come before Him.
岂止如此？
To think about, is that enough?
愿我们能够在神面前彼此勉励来奔跑。
And may we encourage each other as we race this road.
我们的反省与学习是什么？
Sorry?
我们的反省与学习是什么？
And what is our reflection? What are we learning?
我们可以从今天的数算，认真数算当中，我们可以知道要数算什么。
And so what do we need to count?
我们看到我们可以数算恩典，数算日子，还有亏欠、见证、责任。
And we need to count grace, we need to count our days, we need to count debts, we need to count our testimonies, and we need to count our responsibilities.
所以至少我们两点可以学习的。
There's at least two things that we need to learn.
第一个就是珍惜主的恩典。
That we should treasure the Lord's grace.
如果有一个人常常觉得他生命还有机会很多的时候，
If someone thinks that he has a lot of opportunities,
这个人常常会这个错失了这个机会。
And very often, those are the kind of people who would lose the opportunity.
如果我们感受到我们的生命机会有限的时候，
But when we feel that our life is short and there are very few opportunities,
那我们常常可以把握住这个机会。
Then we'll be taking advantage of all the opportunities in front of us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们好好的能够审视。
And let us reflect.
你如何对待神所赐的恩典？
And how do you respond to God's grace?
我刚刚从八十减去。
And I was counting, say, 80 years minus my age.
我还有46年的时间。我是说，大家如果你们在座的有一个人是这样的话。还有，对我来讲是24。
To me, I have 24 years left.
更多的时间。
And maybe to some of you, you have more years than 24.
也许你还有50年的时间。
Maybe you have 50 years more.
这时间马上就过去。
But these 50 years would pass so quickly.
请我们一起好好珍惜主的恩典。
And let us all together treasure the Lord's grace.
不只珍惜主的恩典，我们要努力的回应。
That not only do we treasure God's grace, but then we also should earnestly respond to His grace.
在我的书桌另外还有一张照片。
And on my desk there's another picture.
这张照片是在四年半以前我们去做 cruise 的。
And it was taken 10 and a half years ago when we were taking a cruise.
Yeah, 那个时候 我们有非常多的这个 excitement.
And we're very excited to go on the cruise.
Yeah, 在那里我们看见了很美的场景。
And there was a beautiful sceneries.
Yeah, 我们在那里 enjoy.
We enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, 所以我们可以知道神真的是祝福我们。
And then we really felt God's blessings at that time.
所以在那个时候
At that time,
我们可以看到很多的这样的一个恩典的记号。
And then we saw a lot of markings of God's grace.
那个恩典的记号是如此。
And as such.
因为在那里最后一天的晚餐的时候
At the dinner that we have, the last dinner,that we had on a cruise.
我们有跟船长一起来同享这个晚餐。
And then we had opportunity to have dinner with the captain.
我也是带着这一服的这个我穿的这个西装去。
And I also have the same suit that I have.
正如我们当中好几位最近到欧洲去 cruise 的哈。
And I know that some of us have gone to cruise recently in Europe.
然后船长就讲了一句话。
And then the captain of the cruise boat said one thing.
他说，我们现在正在什么？ We are making memories.
And the captain was saying that we are making memories now.
Yeah, 我听到以后，我就一个反思在我里头很大的激荡。
And then I was reflecting on his words.
我们基督徒的，我们在这旅程当中，我们是否在 making the testimony?
And as Christians, are we just making memories or are we making testimonies?
我们这个见证是我们跟神之间关系的一个回应。
And our testimonies is a response to God's love for us.
所以还有不只是这样的一个memory, 还有不只是这样的见证，其实还有一个更重要的。
But not only making memories or testimonies, there's something else that's even more important.
就美得我们教会所领受神的恩典。
And members of the church receiving God's grace.
我们是正在 making history.
That we are also making history.
因为这不久将要使用的美德事工中心。
And very soon that we will be able to take use of the Matilda Center, Ministry Center.
我们是否存着一个很欢喜高兴的心，要使用神给我们的一个祝福的 building?
And are we having a joyful and thankful heart to make use of this Ministry Center?
求神帮助我们能够来参与他的故事 His story.
And may Lord help us to participate in His story.
能够在我们美德教会的成长弟兄姐妹的同心侍奉当中，我们可以给 making His story.
And that as we grow together with the church, that we will be making history.
2017年即将过去了。
And 2017 is going to pass quickly.
2018年就要来了。
And 2018 is coming right before us.
2018我们一定在这中心里头可以来侍奉神。
And then we are sure that surely in 2018 we'll be serving our Lord also in the Matilda Ministry Center.
你我是否预备好能够来准备 making history?
And you and I, are we ready to make history?
求神帮助我们再次的数算。
And we ask the Lord to help us to count.
就像这一节经文。
And just like this Bible verse,
我们一起来攻读一遍。
And let us read together.
从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
And from the beginning of the year to its end.
不止如此，神在诗篇里头也以这边为我们的一个应许，我们一起来念。
And also with this blessings from Psalm, let's read together. Your crown,
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，
bounty,
你的路径都低下之有。愿我们今天比昨天更好。
May today be better than yesterday.
然后我们明天比今天更好。
May tomorrow be better than today.
我们今年比去年好。
May this year be better than last year.
明年比今年更好。
And may next year be better than this year.
愿我们在今天的分享当中。
And may through today's sharing.
认真数算。
That we can count meticulously.
也求神帮助我们。认真回应。
That we should also respond sincerely.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们在天上父神，我们谢谢你给我们有这样的生命气息。
And heavenly above, we thank you for giving us a life.
赐给我们也有这样的智慧来数算你所给我们。
And you have also given us wisdom that we know how to count your blessings.
帮助我们认真数算。
And help us to count meticulously.
也帮助我们能够从心里认真来回应。
And also help us to respond with sincerity and conviction.
奉耶稣基督得胜的圣名祷告。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.